Well, 101.9, the latest viral airplane video is a woman getting dragged off a Southwest flight because she said, I have allergies to dogs, and you've got two service dogs on this flight. Well, actually, one was a service dog, and I think one was just a pet that was flying on it. But she's freaking out, and so they eventually have to get some state troopers in there to remove her. This happened at BWI in Baltimore, Maryland. And some of the passengers get involved.
I'm sorry, my dad has a surgery. What are you doing?
Come on, lady, let's go.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself.
I need to close my pants.
What are you doing?
Close your pants and let's go.
You ripped my pants.
Please, you will make the complaint. Do it for yourself.
You ripped my pants.
You ripped my pants.
So you had some pants issues going on. And here's where the people kind of get involved. And I thought normally in the past time we've seen people dragged off an airplane, everyone around the person who's getting dragged off by their nose or their ear or whatever is like, oh my goodness, look at what security is doing. This is terrible. Well, this is the other way around.
What are you doing? Oh,
geez, lady, get off the plane. Make the complaint later.
You're not trying. Make the complaint later. You're not trying. It does, to me, seem like she's trying to act as if she's being forced a little bit more, but that's just how it comes off across to me.
It doesn't really matter to me. She doesn't want to get off the plane. She would like the dogs to get off the plane. She wants to go where she's going because her father having surgery or whatever. She wants to get on her flight because she's a regular person. Who happens to have an allergy to dogs. Now, what you didn't hear in this audio is that she was saying that, look, she's allergic, but she doesn't have any of the documentation. And the troopers are like, can you prove that you're allergic to dogs? And she says, no, I can't. And he's like, well, look, you got to leave if you can't be normal on this flight.
Well, they offered to bring a medic in and clear her for being able to fly with the dogs on the plane before. And she was like, no. So she wanted to stay on the plane no matter what. So, yeah, sounds like it's her bad.
Well,
but what do
let's
you do?
Let's take her at her word. Yeah. She's allergic to dogs, right? She doesn't want the dog. I don't know why she'd show rage to the dogs or whatever if she wasn't actually allergic. I don't know what a medic is going to do. Do they have a dog test they can administer?
I have no idea.
That seems BS to me. But who knew? And for everyone who's allergic to something out there, and in this day and age, most people are allergic to something. Mm-hmm. Do you actually have to start bringing your whole medical history on a flight with you? And actually, would that matter? Because if you're allergic to dogs, you say, okay, here I am. I'm allergic to dogs. Look at this piece of paper that says I'm allergic to dogs. And hachoo, I'm sneezing. See, I'm allergic to dogs. Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Does that mean, well, she is allergic, so dogs, you got to scoot.
Well, do they just...
And the dog's like...
Do they just put you, like, maybe at one part of the plane and then the dog's at the other part of the plane? I don't know. I mean, I know when there's a peanut allergy, they say nobody can have a peanut on the plane.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, they do.
If one person on that plane has a peanut allergy, then one can have a peanut?
They don't say nobody, but they say that they won't pass out the peanuts. If there's anybody on there, that's let them know that there's a peanut allergy. Yeah, they won't pass out peanuts.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's what they do.
Well, look, if you're in a school classroom and you are allergic to peanuts...
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the guy next to you can't eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I don't know. It.
Well, the answer is no, that doesn't mean that. Well, you do know.
Okay. Yeah, I guess no. But they do it on the planes is all I'm saying.
Is
I
that
do
true?
Know that. That is true.
I need confirmation on that. 801-570-1019. I'd be upset. I don't like the pretzels. I prefer the honey roasted peanuts
been
on a plane.
I've been on a plane
just because somebody's got a peanut allergy in the back that... Pass out some peanuts to me. I'm not going to be lobbing them in that person's mouth.
Well, that's exactly
right. I can handle myself with the peanuts.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I'm eating the peanuts so furiously that
forcing
the peanut
them.
Spittle is sprays everywhere. What they need to do is, if you're allergic to dogs, you say so. Someone's bringing dogs on the plane. The airline knows that in advance. You just don't put these two people together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. One in the front of the plane, one at the end of the plane, maybe.
Hiski, you can go. All right. Well, I guess we'll just put them on the air. 0119, hi. Hello. All right, we'll try
the
other
one. We lost him.
1019, hi.
Hey, just giving you a confirmation on the peanuts on the plane.
Yeah.
I was on a flight from Salt Lake to Orlando a week ago, and I stewardess came on the air attendant came on the plane, or intercom, and said, we do have a peanut allergy. We will not be serving any peanuts, nor can you take any peanuts out or eat them.
Oh, wow.
So even if you brought your own peanuts.
Yeah, you can't even bring those out because that person gets in contact with them, they get affected, I guess.
They took it a step further.
And they, yeah. And I guess they do not say, the gentleman, row C in seat 14, mm-hmm. is that person, so nobody all turns around and gives that guy right. a dirty look.
Yeah, they didn't identify the person. I said, hey, we got an allergy. And I had a whole packet of peanuts I was just ready to eat. So I left them in my bag.
You weren't allowed to. I know. I had them come over the intercom one time, and then the whole plane just kind of went, aww.
I know. Exactly.
Except for the one person.
Well, what's your name? Yep.
John.
John, I did not know this, and I am shocked, and I am outraged. You should have... You should be able to eat your peanuts, as long as you're not tongue-kissing the person with the peanut allergy.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't travel that way, does it?
Peanut allergies, no, they're super, super severe. Like, they're very bad. And we're getting some texts in saying that there are classrooms that are peanut-free classrooms because a child there has a peanut butter allergy.
My kid's nursery school is a peanut-free classroom.
So peanut butter, exactly right.
But that's not, that is not
my rights are being taken away, but anyway.
Oh, hang on. Hey, man, sorry about that. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
But you can still take a peanut butter sandwich into a classroom or take it into a lunchroom and eat it.
Not if there's a peanut butter.
So we have peanut butter free schools.
Yes,
now.
We do.
Unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable.
That's true.
Who are these people with the peanut allergies that can't, if there is a peanut somewhere, they're magnetically attracted to it and then automatically go into convulsions?
But I guess they're just so severe that the risk of them being, I don't know more about the peanut allergies.
And yet.